Oh, my friends, I hope you're enjoying this very special show from a very special place, or especial, right here in Esteli, Nicaragua, which is kind of really the heartland now for the greatest cigars in the world. I mean, coming out of Esteli, this is really a community of 120,000. Probably 50 to 60% are literally dependent upon the tobacco industry. And Tom, you touched upon it so eloquently, and I think you really, you know, I teased on the way out, what happens, a company becomes number one, a product becomes number one, and the first thing they try to do when sales get great is they try to cut corners to make more money. Not going to happen with Don Pepin.
No, sir, it never does, and it never will, I think, as long as this family has the investment that they do, not just in the cigar itself, but in the cigar experience, which starts really by beginning by taking that great cigar out of the box and then separating it from its cello, which you take right out of there. And you've got it in your hand now. You're getting ready to do it, and it's coming out now, and it's going to
– oh, man.
Can you smell the end of that and really – oh, yeah. It's got the great flavors. I can tell just from what I'm smelling that it's got a nuttiness to it. It's got great flavor. It supports anything from a great adult beverage to a very, very fulfilling meal, which we are about to enjoy.
And I'm a mild to medium guy, and I was blown away by this cigar. So don't be, when you hear a little bit more medium, don't be scared of this cigar. And, you know, this is a great point when we're talking about, now you don't have to run the math, you don't have to be a great mathematician to realize that, you know, Don Pepin is 62 years old, and once again, He thought to the future of the cigar industry, to the family, and he has taken under his wing his son Jaime. And Jaime is a brilliant man who is as passionate as his father. And the two of them have teamed up together to where Don Pepin was talking last night. He goes, well, 99% of the time he makes the decisions. But when I make a decision, it's the decision. And out of respect, Jaime doesn't question it. And in reverse respect, Don Pepin rarely challenges his son. And that means these cigars and this process and only the things that the master himself could perform is going to be with us for a long, long time, and it's going to be consistent. So with consistency, yep. why don't you cut it? And, then, man, I look a whole new difference at a cap now.
Yes,
I
used to just cut the cap. Now that you put one on.
Oh, no. That's what killed me was the cap. But anyway, it was it's a great experience. So let's give it a clip. All right, and now let's fire it up.
You want to toast that foot, get it nice and glowing. Blow on the end to make sure that the wrapper is burning consistently, which it typically does. And then once it gets to proper temperature, then take a draw and finish it. Finish it with a little touch on it to keep the fire's going, and you'll enjoy the great blend of Don Pepin Garcia.
What an amazing smoke. Talk about amazing. You know, the love, respect, this is called Chef and a Fat Man. We're listened to all over the world, and it has been kind of the chef and the cigar show today, but or the fat man and the cigar show today, but Chef Eric, you know, hey, yo, Chef Eric,
yes.
I'm calling from underneath the well-lit to you over there
yes.
by the hearth. Yo, Chef Eric, I got to say, the Supa de Queso was pretty good, dude. I mean, everybody slurped it up.
Well, it's Sopa de Queso, not Supa.
It's what?
Sopa de Queso.
Oh, excuse me. Sopa de Queso. But whatever you call
you.
It.
Thank you.
Whatever you call it, it was amazing.
Yeah, that was my first time trying that, and I'm pretty happy with that.
You know how happy you are?
How
all
happy.
The help that works here, all
yeah.
the family, lining up. Like lemmings. Of course, Brian, I will not use their last names because if I do, he wants royalty rights and I got to say paperwork and everything else. We'll just say Brian and Thad and Glenn and Mr. B, Warren Binderman, are over there playing dominoes, okay? Now, we're doing all, well, Chef Eric's doing all the work and I'm doing what I do. But anyway, all this is going on. So when Tom suggested that we try this amazing cigar and smoke it, you would think these ingrates would have said, gee, that sounds like a good idea. But no, they're like, where's ours? And you know, because of Don...
Batman, they've already got them lit, and they're going, and they're on to their domino game. They're on seconds now.
Well, here's a beautiful thing. We've been here. Well, we got in late, and boy, did we have a unique trip. And we've got stories to talk about, and that's what's neat about coming on this trip. You have stories that your grandchildren will talk about. But this trip was so amazing. But from the moment I got to the hotel, every one of the group, literally, Chef Eric still holds the record for 25 cigars a day. But he cut way back. He was being very conservative. I think he did 10.
I'm 10 so far.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we still got a lot of dominoes, a lot of food to go. But we've had literally a lit cigar in our mouths, all of us. And, guys, hasn't it been amazing?
Oh, yeah.
Hell, yeah.
Well, you know what? You guys are going to be great if you don't mind me stepping over here for a minute. Now, Thad, you were actually third place today. We got the first three places in the cigar rolling contest, which I think was rigged. Warren tried to Binderman it by wrapping a 20 around the cigar. He was disqualified immediately. I like the honesty.
Absolutely. You know, every time Warren steps in the rink, you got to be a little bit careful.
And rink, you know a lot about rinks. Your son is a beast on ice.
Yes, he is. You got to love your sons.
That's right. And you know what? I made a comment last night about Don Pepin and his love and appreciation for his son. I think it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen, and you are the second most amazing person I've ever seen about your son. Everybody's proud of their kid. Well, my parents weren't, but most everybody's proud of their kids.
Right.
But you are very passionate, and your son actually led the league in penalty minutes, just like Dad.
Yeah, you know what? Logan is my trophy. I would do anything in the world to take care of him and allow him to achieve his goals that he's looking forward to in life.
And, you know, because you were a pro athlete, you know what it's like. And we talked about this, and you were very strict about the penalty minutes. But more importantly, he was a great scorer and great on blades, man. And he's not been at it that long.
No, I'm very happy, very excited. Thank you for saying so.
Well, you know what? If facts are the facts. But, Glenn, now let's talk about your experience. I mean, this is great, isn't it? I mean, you're the family at Cutters, but coming here as a group that knows each other so well, it's been wonderful. And you were number one, baby.
Yeah, no, you're learning what it takes from cradle to grave to build a cigar. I just have that much more respect for the cigar itself. And one of the reasons why I wanted to come number one is I'm a pretty competitive guy. And
yeah, you were.
Nothing but fun here. Learned a lot. And it's just good to be around other humble people that still produce and share their joy for cigars.
But isn't it amazing, the whole experience? I mean, it totally changed. And we all knew, you know, we're not novices to cigars. It totally changed my thoughts. This man and this cigar, there's nothing like it in the world.
No, absolutely not. I love cigars. I've been smoking for 7 years. Enjoy them, respect them. I felt like I knew a lot about the tobacco. And you come here and you get humbled again. And you just learn that much more. And, you know, two or three more visits, and I'm sure I'd learn even more.
And I'll tell you what, the cleanliness of the place, isn't it amazing? But more importantly, it's the quality control. It's the excellence. And now we're going to talk to a very successful author and businessman. But because he wants royalty rights and all this other stuff, we're not going to mention his other name. But, Brian, this has been a great experience for you too, huh?
I'll tell you what, just to be part of the Cutters family and to be able to experience something like this has been amazing. And I think Glenn really nailed it when he said what we learn here about the respect you have for a cigar and the passion. I think passion is the number one word when you see a farmer who just looks at it and is right out there. The guy who runs the company out there in the fields, in the warehouse, doing the work himself. It's pretty amazing.
And you know what's amazing is I know all of us personally, they're all great friends. But more importantly, when I hear someone ever whine about a $10 cigar from Don Pepin, I know we're all going to – I wouldn't want to be the one that whines about a price of $10 to $15 because, my friends, from the time it's a seedling to the time you get it in your hands, that's 2 years, over 300 pairs of hands. And, gentlemen, we've all seen it. It is the most amazing process. And the processes that Don Pepin has exclusively, processes he created – has really made for an exceptional smoke. And how can we now understand Glenn was number one, Brian number two, Thad was number three. But what was cool about it is I've been in a lot of competition. I'm very competitive also. But let me tell you something. There was nobody hitting on anybody and busting them or anything, man. Everybody was very, very supportive, and everybody was admiring the cigars. And, guys, I know we all have. It took us on the average of 4.5 to 5 minutes with a lot of help to roll a cigar. I timed one of the ladies at the table, and she was 17 seconds. Mr. B., this is, you're a novice here too. This is a great experience because you've had a lot of experiences around the world.
Yeah, this is a tremendous experience. Just being here with a great group of people, inspecting different products and trying different products for all of my father, it's just amazing. And then to actually be part of a group that there aren't many groups. There are probably 4 to 6 groups that come here and take this type of tour a year and actually sit down with Don Pepin like we did last night, and we heard the whole story of his life, the history of how he got into cigars when he was in Cuba, how he left Cuba, how he started my father's cigar, the whole shebang. He's just an amazing man, and he's extremely hospitable. He's invited us out 2 nights in a row to have dinner at his ranch. And it's great. You walk around, there are, all sorts of fruit trees. There are pigs.
Well, now, let's get. Why are you looking at me when you say that?
I didn't mean it. Oh, wait. I was talking about the pigs.
Thanks, Dad, for the little Coca-Cola with the mucho rum in it. But, my friends, you've been Bindermaned. Okay? It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the true life and experience and the family and the world-class experience of Cutter Cigars. We're live in Esteli when we come back. Chef Eric, what do you got going, baby? We'll find out.